Om Shanti. We all know that virtues are the decorations of human life, and divine virtues are the decoration of spiritual life. And that is why human beings who led spiritual life are called deities. They are also human beings, but with divine virtues. So Baba is making us all virtuous deities. So when we look at the divine virtues, the one special virtue that becomes the king of all the virtues, which is also called the crown virtue, is contentment. Why? Because when you are contented, when we are contented, all other virtues will come automatically. Just like the kings, one who is seated on the throne with a crown, all others will salute them. In the same way, all the virtues are attracted by itself. And that is why they say that someone who has contentment has all wealth in the world. Someone who is content is a king without crown. But a king with a crown is not called a king if he is not content. So such is the greatness of the virtue of contentment. And Bhaktada has reminded all of us just a couple of days ago how important and how Baba would like to see us. Not just contented souls, but Baba has underlined one more word with contentment, that he would like to see us as the jewel of contentment. So what we will be doing tonight is to understand a little bit more depth of what is contentment. When you look at contentment as a virtue, what it means, and when will that virtue of contentment becomes a power? Because so far, I don't think any of us thought contentment is a power, it's a virtue. But now Baba has given us the insight that it is also a power, but when will it become a power? So what is contentment as a virtue, the king of all the virtues? Contentment, according to Baba's knowledge, is the experience of fulfillment. You feel that feeling that nothing is lacking. You know, that is why the expression used for Brahmins is nothing is lacking in the treasure store of Brahmins. Because we say that having attained Baba, we have attained everything. Nothing left to be attained. That means we are completely fulfilled. So when I have that feeling of not lacking anything, not necessarily you have everything. Not lacking anything does not mean that you have everything you want, but you are having the feeling of fulfillment with what you have. You know? And the second meaning of contentment is to be ignorant of the word desire. A contented soul don't want anything, no desire. And that is why everything comes to them. You know, this is the law in the drama. When you want something, you won't get it. When you become free from the thought of wanting, you get everything you want. So that is why we don't have to chase after desires. It is just like chasing your own shadow. You cannot catch it. So it is to be totally ignorant of the word desire. That is contentment. Another name, another meaning we can take it from today's blessing is to become an embodiment of all attainments. You know, be an embodiment of all attainments. I got everything. I don't need anything. So it is another name for contentment. Embodiment of attainments. And that's why Baba said this morning also, so accumulate as many attainments from Baba as possible. And Baba is giving us attainments in all relationships, in the form of all subjects, in every way. All that I need to do is to take. Sometimes Baba says, the one who gives never gets tired. The one who takes sometimes gets tired. And that is why we are not able to experience ourselves with all attainments. And the sign of having all attainments is swinging in the swing of supersensuous joy. There is no attraction, there is no kind of wanting something, you know, because that takes away whatever you have. So contentment is actually something that makes a soul one of the eight jewels. Contentment is that virtue which makes you into one of the loving deities of the devotees, Asht or Isht. You become Asht, eighth jewels, and you become Isht, loving deities, if you are Santusht. Santusht means content. That is in the form of virtue. Now, when will this contentment, experiencing contentment as virtue, becomes a power? You know, Baba used the word money, jewel. So when you think of this word jewel, what comes to your mind? A jewel is a power. You know, whenever there is any jewel, it actually gives out light. Diamond. For example, you can think about it. You don't have to say, I am a diamond, but the power radiates. So what it means to become a jewel of contentment, actually, not I am just content with myself. When you are content with yourself, it's a virtue. Okay, fine. But when you are able to make others content on the basis of your contentment, and when Baba is content with you, you become a jewel. Because that power, that feeling of contentment transforms into power, that it touches other people. Even it allows Baba to remain content with me. So when I am content with myself, when others are content with me, for example, Baba said, the service companions, people who live with you in your household, and Baba content, in all ways, that means in thought, words, actions constantly, then I become a jewel of contentment. That's why in other Murlis, Baba has used the expression, receiving 3 certificates. Now, someone who has got these 3 certificates of contentment become a jewel of contentment. That Baba is content with me, the family is content, I am content. So this is really a challenge, you know. It is easy for me to be content with myself, but of course even in that also we have to be very careful that the contentment doesn't take the form of complacence. Being complacent. You know, sometimes some Brahmins are contented in a wrong way. Okay, it's not in my fortune. Everybody don't become kings. You know, after all, in golden age, we need all kinds of status. Anyway, in golden age, we will not know who we are. What matters what I will become. I am satisfied with what I am. You know, due to laziness, due to carelessness, due to negligence, they cannot make effort. They don't want to make effort. So they just become pleased with what they are. So that is a kind of wrong way of contentment. So if I begin to feel myself content in that way, then neither I have the virtue nor I have the power. I am actually spoiling my own fortune. So just be careful. Contentment does not take the form of being complacent. Now, suppose if I want to become a contented soul, you know, myself, I have to make sure I use the right steps. What are the steps towards contentment? The forerunner of contentment is satisfaction. I really need to feel satisfied with myself. If I am not satisfied, I cannot be content. Then I cannot be happy. And how do I know I am satisfied with myself? How do I know? You know, in physically also, when you are hungry, you look for food. And when you get food and you eat belly full, and if somebody gives you something extra, what would you say? No, 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 please. I am content. I am satisfied. I am full. I can't take any more. So what it means, satisfied means to be full. You know, when you are full, you are satisfied. And when you are satisfied, you are content. So, ask myself, am I really full? Do I feel full? Do you feel full? Always. Now, if I feel full always, then I should not fluctuate. Because anything that which is full cannot shake. So if I am experiencing upheavals, struggle, battle with Maya, conflict of sanskaras, you know, difference of opinion, you know, sometimes feeling pleased and sometimes not. So what it means? There is shaking, isn't it? So something lacking. There is something missing. If I am full, I will be unshakable. If I am full, I will not have any kind of sensitivity. You know, feeling. We get immediately kind of feeling, get upset, disturbed. All this is because I am not full. So what is the method I can use in order to keep myself full, so I'm feeling satisfied, I'm content. Of course, contented souls cannot be hidden, So if I want to really remain full and satisfied, one secret I want to share with you is always make sure you take from one only. Don't have the desire to get something from another. So this is the mistake we make. We take from Baba, but we also have expectation to receive something from others. And so as a result of that, what happens? Even if someone gives you something once, they will take away 10 times from you. So at the end of the day, you remain empty. So I have to always make sure I take from one and give all. In other words, I have to be a bestower, not even giving, because giving applies receiving, giving and receiving. But let me become a bestower. Only take from one and give all. So then I will remain full, satisfied and content with myself. Now, how can I check myself? Really, I'm content. So once Bap Dada told us the method, you go and sit in Baba's room, in front of Baba. And at that time, Baba becomes the mirror. So just let your heart speak to you. Am I content with myself? When you look into the mirror, Baba in front of you, at that time you will be able to understand whether I am following Srimat at every step or not. If my conscience tells me I am not following 100% in some way, you will know clearly. Start doing it. So then it becomes easy for me to understand that my mind, my intellect, my sanskara, my heart, my chit all come together when there is that satisfaction, contentment with myself. That's how I have to see myself. If I feel at that time I could have done more, I could have done it better, just start doing it. Not just thinking. If you feel that is all you could have done, you could not do more, then just be content. Sometimes we feel discontent because we compare ourselves with others. Somebody is doing better than me, I become jealous. Or if I am doing less than others, I become disheartened. So don't allow these two things. Never become jealous of someone or become disheartened. Then you will never lose your contentment. And that is why, Baba brought this power of tolerance, which is very important, that helps me to remain content with myself, content with others, and content with Baba. Say, for example, if I want to receive the certificate of contentment from Baba, what should I do? Very simple method Baba has taught us. Do what Baba likes more. What is it that Baba likes me to do? Baba is the one who is truth and he likes honesty, truthfulness. So that is why it is said, the one who is having an honest heart pleases the Lord. So check your heart. You know, if there is honesty, total honesty, truthfulness, Baba will be pleased. And that certificate Baba pleased is going to come through the responsible instruments whom Baba has kept as instruments now. So when we get that certificate, so I know Baba is satisfied with me, content. But the greatest challenge is to receive the certificate of contentment from the family, from the juniors, from the seniors, from the equals, from the companions in service, in the family. It's the biggest paper. And for that, the method Baba has taught us is give respect, receive respect. Interact with each other with great respect. You know, because every soul at this point of time in the cycle has lost self-respect. Even if we have become Brahmins also, it's not that we are always in that seat of self-respect. We really come down many times. And all the problems, all the complaints in the Brahmin life is just because of that. You know, wanting that respect, regard, and when I don't receive it, I feel insulted, I feel neglected, I feel left out, and that dissatisfaction comes. So I just need to learn this, whether they are juniors, whether they are seniors, whether they are equals, respect. And what it means to respect. You know, giving regard is very easy. We are taught that etiquette, manners, you know. But to give respect is something spiritual. It's inside story. To see the speciality of each soul and to encourage that soul, appreciate that soul for that speciality, makes them feel that they are respected. And that is what we learn from Baba. You know, when Baba comes, he really puts us on such a high pedestal. You know, even this time, as soon as Baba came, with what vision he saw. He saw all of us as sparkling jewels of contentment. You know, means he saw us in our future form. He did not see us in our present form, whatever we are going through. And that gave such a boost for our stage. If Baba's vision is so elevated, why not? I keep that vision. So in that way, to get certificate of contentment, to practically reveal the power of contentment, I need to extend it to the family. You know, after all, we are going to be together in the whole cycle. So at this confluence stage, the more souls I am able to bring contentment, certificate, that closer we come to each other. And I was remembering, I was sharing with someone, when Prakashmani Dadi was here, we used to ask her, one day we asked her in the class, double foreigners class, Dadi, do you feel the whole family is content with you? Do they give you certificate? She said, yes, I know. And we asked her, how do you know that the family is satisfied, content? She said, I have equal vision, same vision for everyone. So I feel everyone belongs to me and everybody feels I belong to them. That is the sign by which I know that the family is contented with me. So that's an answer you can take. You know, when we have a kind of equal vision, the same vision Baba has for each one, So automatically souls feel appreciated, uplifted, and so there is that contentment and the feeling of blessings, the feeling of thank you comes from their hearts. And that's the certificate. And so to receive that certificate of contentment from the family, this is what we have to use. You know, if there is any feeling of criticism, disrespect, problem begins. And Baba said this year, he want to see us as problem proof and embodiment of solution. So if we begin to respect everyone, keep others ahead of yourself, where will be the problem? See, Brahma Baba, Baba said to follow Brahma Baba's footstep. So what was Baba's slogan? Pehle aap. You first. You know, whenever it comes to service, whenever it comes to family, you first. But whenever it comes to effort, I first. But we make the slogan upside down. Whenever it comes to service, opportunities, fortune, me first. Why not me? And the others also say, why not me? So conflict begins. So that is where I have to become humble and keep others ahead of myself to become problem proof. You know, keep others ahead of yourself as Brahma Baba did. And Brahma Baba himself went ahead of all others. He did not lose anything. You know, we have the fear. Maybe we lose the opportunity. Others may not recognize me. So I should be given chance. I should be respected. So we demand. But actually, we should become worthy to command, not demand. It will come automatically. So, first of all, when I work on these three certificates, I will become a jewel of contentment, and then automatically, as a result of this certificate, I would have brought into my life all powers. And out of the powers, power of tolerance is called the key to all powers. And I was thinking, why Baba chose power of tolerance? Just like divine virtues, each one have their own importance. In the powers, powers also have their own importance. And power of tolerance is considered to be the key of all powers. So how did Baba connect with power of tolerance? You can become a jewel of contentment. This is something you can churn more. But what I was thinking was, because when you have power of tolerance, what is tolerance power? To change bad into good and accept it as good. You know, change defamation into praise, accept it as praise. Change criticism into appreciation and accept it as appreciation. That is called power of tolerance. Not suppressing, you know, sometimes we say we are tolerating such and such a person for a long time. But if you are tolerating, you don't say you are tolerating. If I say I am tolerating, I am not. I am only suppressing. You know, many times we suppress and we think we are tolerating. Tolerance has no limitation because it's an inheritance from God. So if I am practicing tolerance, why I am able to have tolerance? Because I am content. I don't even feel that I am tolerating. Because I am not expecting anything from anyone. If you are expecting something from someone, you feel you are tolerating. But you are content. You are full. You don't have any expectation. Where is tolerance? But in order to have that kind of tolerance based on contentment, I need to have one important factor. And that is faith. The power of faith brings tolerance that makes me jewel of contentment, that allows me to become problem-proof. Faith. Faith in myself, faith in Baba, faith in drama, and faith in the family. You know, when I have faith, I know that each soul have their own part to play. And each one is playing their part accurately. And each one is good. There is no one who is bad. Why? Because Baba has chosen each one and brought us here. We never came on our own. So each one is God's selection. And God has seen something good in them. That is why He has brought them here. But why I am not able to get along with them is I am not able to identify the goodness that God saw in them. My vision is not so far-reaching. And that is why I get into conflict. So it is so important to accept everyone as they are. You know, when you have expectation, then only the tolerance is lost. Accepting everyone as unique and special. Of course, they may have forgotten their speciality. They may come under the influence of their sanskaras and behave in a different way. But if you are a jewel of contentment, you don't get affected by the influence of their behavior. That's what Baba said. When you have the power of tolerance, you are able to transform Maya and matter. You are able to spread an atmosphere, vibrations, you know, all around. Just like the sparkle of the jewel cannot remain hidden. So, tolerance has many facets, you know. You can experience tolerance as a virtue. You can experience tolerance as power. You can experience tolerance as value. You can have tolerance as nature. You know, someone who has tolerance as nature, they only can tolerate that much. They say, 8 times, finish. You know, that is nature. That is not going to make you jewel of contentment. No, that is why they say, how long should I tolerate you? I have tolerated you 9 times. Now I must do something. That means I have not tolerated at all. I was only suppressing. I just had the nature of tolerance, intellectual. But to become a jewel of contentment, I need to have tolerance power, not nature. And power of tolerance can be used in many ways. For example, endurance. You know? Endurance. Because we all know that, you know, we are in a 84th birth and this body goes through different accounts to settle, you know. So there is pain in the body. So I have to endure pain. That is power of tolerance, endurance. Or sometimes hunger, thirst, heat, cold. we have to endure. So that should not affect my stage. You know, that is why it happens always in relationship. You know, two people sleep in the same room, you know. One person feel cold and one person feel hot. And now, what to do to satisfy? So one person have to tolerate, isn't it? Okay, you feel cold, so you turn off the air condition. I feel hot, doesn't matter, I will manage. So they get what they want, but you are the one who is going to get the number. Because you tolerate it, you don't have expectation that my thought should be heard, I should get what I want. So if I am able to let go of my own comfort for the sake of making other person happy, so you get the blessing, you know, endurance. And secondly, tolerance can also be practiced in the form of perseverance. You know, like we can give up very easily. We do for a few days. We stay with someone for a few days. I say, I did with one year, 2 year, I cannot manage. So we do not have perseverance. Perseverance means to stay in put until the task is completed. You know? So Baba had so much of tolerance. So that is why he was able to become an example. It's a symbol of purity. You know, when you have tolerance as a power, it's purity. Sahan Shilta, you know. Shil means character. It makes you a virtuous person. And so, tolerance can be practiced as power. Perseverance, endurance. Tolerance can also be practiced as value. Because we are different nature people living together, so it is unity in diversity, you know. So tolerance as values means we are able to accept the differences and live together in harmony. Once Mohini Ben said, don't even use the word different. I am different from this person. This person is different from me. Don't use the word even difference. Use the word variety. So we are all variety flowers of the same garden. So then the appreciation comes. Each flower has different color, different fragrance, different structure, different shape. It adds to the beauty. So when we begin to segregate ourselves, you know, I am different from this person, my culture different from this, so then we cannot bring contentment to others. So this is why Baba said, if you use the power of tolerance, transform that which is negative into positive, that which is bad into good and accept it as good. So sometimes tolerance is used as a shield because it's protection. So when I'm able to have tolerance as power, it helps me to move along with others in unity, love and cooperation. You know, if at all, if we have seen those dadis who came, so many came in the beginning in the yajna, but those who have had the tolerance naturally in their life are the ones who are able to survive until now. Now, there was not the feeling, I'm compromising something in order to satisfy someone. It was just the understanding of each other. Each other's role, each other's speciality, and allowing them to be. So it is like, you know, that is why Baba said, when you are totally, first of all, content with yourself, then you are able to make others content. So understand your role in the drama and play your role to the best of your ability. And be content. And accept others' role in the same way. That each soul have their own unique role and everything is good. You know, sometimes in the scenes of the drama, externally certain things don't look good. But after some time we see the benefit, what lessons it has taught us. So the essence is, I should not have the feeling I am tolerating. That is discontentment. I should not even have the feeling I am tolerating. I go beyond that. Because that shows I am full and complete. I am beyond. I am not shaken because of the external situations. You know, we saw Mama until the last moment. No, Mama was so sick until the last moment, but her face was sparkling like the jewel. No one would know how much pain Mama had at that time. But Mama had the feeling that she wanted to meet every Brahmin soul, give them fruit, give them drishti. Only then, after that, she left the body. Means that feeling of giving, that feeling, even yesterday Dadi Janki was sharing in her experience, you know, that she takes medicine only 5% just to please doctors. But most of the sickness is cured because of the blessings, the love that she receives from Baba and of course connection with Baba. So I should actually keep my state of mind, you know, constantly balanced. Because the forerunner of perfection is contentment. And contentment comes when I am able to remain satisfied. Baba was saying that, you know, what is the sign of becoming perfect? So the sign of coming close to perfection is complete. And the symbol of becoming complete is content. So it is like two sides of the same coin. You are complete and you are content. So contentment on three levels I need to check. And one important word we have to add is always. Always content, not sometimes. No, because when you become always content, then you are called goddess of contentment. No, nowadays in bhakti, contentment is worshipped as a deity. You know, there are many devotees who keep 16 days fast in the name of goddess Santoshima, and they have the belief that all the desires will be fulfilled by that goddess because they do. So I was wondering why 16 days they have chosen, you know, not any 14 days or 12 days. But actually it is the symbol of perfection, isn't it? 16 celestial degrees complete, which is the symbol of perfection. So this shows that when a soul is near to perfection, of course when we become perfect we won't be in this body, but when I am nearing to perfection, this will be obvious. And when that internal contentment is expressed through happiness on the face, cheerfulness on the face, there is nothing lacking, you know, no desires. So that is why they don't have to have any waste thoughts. Baba did not talk about waste thoughts this time, but Baba spoke about contentment. But actually, when you are a jewel of contentment, you don't want anything. You are full and complete. Will there be any waste thought? any negative thought. Because it's full stop, isn't it? So automatically all that I will be doing is like the sun radiating that happiness from myself into others. So this is what Baba would like to see us this year. So many of us will be leaving soon to go to our service places, our households. So this is the aim we have to keep. Baba said he is going to take a round in all the centers to see to what extent we have become obstacle free. So obstacle free means no desires, no complaints. So the slogan I have to remember in order to become a jewel of contentment is, I don't have any complaint about anybody and nobody complains about me. No complaints means complete. So keep that slogan with you. And if I'm satisfying everyone, they won't have any complaints. No, satisfying someone means not compromising my disciplines. You know, sometimes we take it in a wrong way. Oh, when we go back to our workplace, when we go back to our household, you know, they will want me to eat meat, they will want me to go here, they will want me to watch movie. And if I don't do that, they won't be satisfied. So how will I get the certificate of contentment? So that is not what Baba wants us to do. I cannot compromise my discipline for the sake of making others satisfied. But following my principles, my discipline, I continue to bring satisfaction. If they don't understand my discipline and they take sorrow, that is their problem. I am not dissatisfying them. If they have love for me, they should also appreciate my disciplines. So don't take it in a wrong way. I must do what other people like, compromising Baba's principles. Because when I compromise to please others, Baba will not be satisfied with me. See, human beings can be satisfied today and tomorrow they can also become dissatisfied. But if God becomes dissatisfied once, to please Him is not easy. So this is also an attention we have to keep. Not I go against Srimad in order to please someone. By holding on to the Srimad, I continue to bring that kind of satisfaction through respect, regard, that nobody feel that, you know, they were not given that kind of attention or appreciation, even in my thought. So that everybody feels when they come in contact with us or in our relationship, they are uplifted, they are wanted, they are welcome. So automatically that atmosphere will spread. You know, I always remember the example of Dadi Prakashmani. You know, everybody felt my Dadi. Just like for Baba, we say my Baba. In a feeling of belongingness. Because Dadi gave attention to everyone. Even if she had given few seconds to say hello to someone, smile at someone, they felt that that attention was given. I am important. I am valuable. I was cared for. And that brought satisfaction. You know. But if someone feel ignored, if someone feel left out, someone feel disrespected, then that atmosphere will also spread. So we have to make sure within the Brahmin family, as Baba said, in the world today, sorrow is increasing, dissatisfaction is increasing. But within the Brahmin family, this atmosphere should increase. Wherever we are, in our centers or in our family, workplace, you know, people feel that our presence brings an atmosphere of satisfaction and contentment. So I don't have to say I am a jewel of contentment, but just like the diamond, you know, it sparkles wherever it is kept. So we become like a moving, walking lighthouse. In other words, become angel like Baba. Now, angels don't talk, they appear, give whatever needed, and they disappear. They don't wait for applause. So we have to now actually a kind of become a bestower. You know, we are overflowing, isn't it? More than content, I think. You know, we never expected all this what Baba is going to give us, no? He has given us more than what we asked him. Why not content? You know, that's why when Baba asks, we raise our hand, but we must keep the honor of that hand to remain always in that stage as we are in front of Baba. So the best way to do that is always see yourself, Baba, in front of you. So that feeling of upliftment, that feeling of becoming elevated, equal to Baba comes, my self-respect increases. So never ever compete yourself with others. Yes, healthy competition in the form of moving forward, that's okay, but not in the form of jealousy. You know, that jealousy doesn't allow me to remain content. No, always comparing myself with others. No, many souls, sometimes they used to even compare, you know, how long blessing Baba gave to this one and how long blessing he gave me. So he gave them 3-line blessing, for me he gave 1-line blessing. Why am I not worthy for 3-line blessing? Even that was also comparison. Oh, Baba gave long drishti to this person, but only 1-second drishti to me. So, you know, that kind of comparison takes away the happiness of what I am receiving. So keep my apron open and let God fill. You know, each one of us get what we deserve. Desire without deserve is no use. Comparison comes when we desire without deserving. So let me make myself worthy, you know, so that I also deserve to receive what others are receiving. But otherwise, according to karma, each one gets what we deserve, but we can increase our capability, we can increase our capacity by keeping our mind open, our heart open. And that is why Baba said, see Father, follow Father. Don't see anybody. Whatever circumstances comes in front of you, in your life, immediately tune into Baba. If Baba was in this situation, what will he do? If somebody is defaming you, somebody is insulting you, within Brahmins also, somebody is not giving you respect, whatever, so immediately tune into Baba. If Baba was in this situation, what he'd have done? So I am going to do that. Okay, we have not seen Baba. We have seen Dadis. You know, if Dadis were in this situation, Dadi Prakashmani, what she will do? So let me follow. So when I have the aim of following the footsteps of Brahma Baba, as Baba said, every time there will be no dissatisfaction. So this is why I have to actually become a king, a self-sovereign, by having the virtue of contentment and turning the virtue into power by claiming 3 certificates of contentment, so that I become a lighthouse, you know, where silently I'm giving the message wherever I go, so they automatically receive the path clear for themselves. So in that way, I will not be any obstacle for anybody, because lighthouse makes other people's obstacle free. So I become an embodiment of solution. No more a problem. So with that, you know, feeling, when we return to our places, so our presence should make a lot of difference. You know, because we come to Baba to change ourselves, not to change others. We come to Baba to die, not to live. So let us remind ourselves the purpose of being Baba's children. You know, we have come to bow, we have come to learn, we have come to die. So even if you remember these 3 things, you will be able to tolerate. Because I have come for this purpose. So through my tolerance, I will automatically reveal my satisfaction and contentment, and that will become a wave. When Baba said to create an atmosphere, it's creating a wave. So where every soul in the family is satisfied, so then there will be no obstacles. But very important thing also, what Dadi Janaki tells us, is to have the power, together with tolerance, patience, power to listen. You know, when someone, especially if you are a responsible instrument in the center, in the family, when children come and talk to you, when somebody come and talk to you something, just have the patience to listen. You know, when they feel they have been heard, at least half of the problem is gone. But when we always look busy and not able to listen, that is the problem beginning. They will find somebody else to go and talk and create an atmosphere. So we need to have patience together with tolerance too. You know, sometimes we don't have patience because of ego. You know, when there is ego of the intellect, I know, so I don't have to listen, so we don't listen. So because of not being able to listen, and because people feel they are not being heard, there is dissatisfaction, and they spread that dissatisfaction to others. But once the feeling of being heard, you know, if somebody comes and tells some idea, you listen to them, okay, it's good. But of course, we think about it, you know. So not necessarily all the ideas can be put into action, but to cut away someone immediately, no, no, it is not possible, impossible, you are not saying the right thing, so it becomes a problem. So then they feel that they have not been heard, and their idea is not taken, so then they will spread a different kind of wave going to other people. So I think this is what we also have to learn, together with patience, the other side of tolerance, patience. So we are able to have both of them when we are full, you know, we are satisfied with ourselves. No, and then that wave, different wave will spread within the family. Everybody feel respected, everybody feel welcome, everybody feel wanted. So let us take this aim with us to create such an atmosphere that when Baba visits centers in foreign countries, he is very pleased. Even otherwise, Baba always says double foreigners have this speciality, that if they make up their mind to do something, they definitely do it. So use your speciality determination. And Baba has given us beautiful guarantee that he has made a plan to give special love, special power, and special cooperation to those who have determination at Amrit Vela. So take advantage of this offer from Baba, special cooperation, love and power because of determination, and make things happen practically as Baba wants. So we will spend the next 25 minutes just with this self-respect. No, there are many self-respect, but today we sit in the self-respect of being a jewel of contentment. Just totally feeling fulfillment, satisfied. I got Baba, I got everything. Just to become a master son of knowledge, a lighthouse, and spread that vibrations. First of all, within the family and out into the world. Om Shanti.